Looking Back, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. The text comes from 2 Timothy 4. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. At my first offense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Kerivo writes, Paul is looking back over the years he has served Jesus, and he is content. He knows that soon he will die, executed for Jesus' sake. While we can't say he's happy with that outcome personally, he considers it a worthwhile sacrifice. Something like the ancient custom of pouring out wine at the same time as a person sacrificed an animal on God's altar. In Paul's mind, the true sacrifice is the faith and love of the churches he has been able to plant for Jesus during the years of his service. And his own life is the drink offering that goes along with that much greater gift. The older I get, Carey says, the more inclined I am to look backward and take stock of what I've been able to accomplish for the Lord who loved me and gave himself for me. Perhaps you do this too. Because we love Jesus, who willingly suffered and died to make us children of God. And because he rose from the dead, we have him forever. And we know we will never be separated from him. And so in love, we do what we can to serve him, to thank the one who loves us so much. As I look back, I see a checkered history, some of it good and some of it not so good. Paul did too. After all, he had been a persecutor of the church. But he is content to let Jesus cover his former sins with his own blood and take what we've done and make it better, something he can use and rejoice in. Because we all know that whatever good we've done has been done in the Holy Spirit. If it is not from him, it is worthless. What about you? What things do you look back on for the Savior you love? What has he forgiven you? What has he blessed you with by doing something good through you? We pray. Dear Jesus, you know my life. Forgive what is bad and bless what is good and take all of it into your hands. I am yours forever because you bought me with your own life. Thank you. Amen.